弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天晚上我们可以一起来聚会敬拜神。
We're very glad that we can all come to service and worship God.
今天晚上小弟要用神国的起始和建立跟大家一起来查考。
Tonight, I'd like to use the topic of the beginning and the establishment of the kingdom of God for our study.
我们从上个星期六开始，我们读经进度进入了创世纪。
Three Saturdays ago, our Bible daily Bible reading entered into Genesis.
创世纪这是圣经的一开头。
Genesis is the beginning of the Bible.
我们刚刚读完了启示录，那接下去就换读创世纪。
We just finished reading Revelation, and now we are continuing with Genesis.
那创世纪因为是圣经的第一卷书。
Because Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
这一卷书可以说是整个圣经神救赎的一个经纶的蓝图。蓝图就是 blueprint。
We can say that it is the blueprint for the salvation plan of God.
他在这里讲所有我们人类有关于救恩该知道的开头在创世纪里面都有讲到。
Everything that we need to know about the beginning of mankind is all recorded in Genesis.
所以这卷书其实是非常重要的。
So in fact, this book of the Bible is extremely important.
我们需要用心的读这卷书，用信心来领受这里面神所启示的道理。
We have to put effort into reading this book and have faith in order to receive the truth in the Bible.
第一卷书《创世纪》跟最后一卷书《启示录》其实是互相呼应的。
And the beginning of the Bible, Genesis, and the end, Revelation, all are interconnected.
那这个都是关乎神自己的启示。
And these are all related to the revelation of God Himself.
因为《创世纪》一开头就是起初神创造天地。
Because in the very beginning of Genesis, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth."
启示录最后就是这个旧的天地结束。
And the end of Genesis is the end of the heaven and the earth.
耶稣基督要再来。
And the coming again of Jesus Christ.
要建立一个新天新地。
To establish a new heaven and a new earth.
所以启示录它说明了真的神国的实现。
So Revelation talks about the realization of the kingdom of God.
那创世纪就讲神的国度的建立。
And Genesis talks about the establishment of the kingdom of God.
这一卷书一开头的起初就是在希伯来文圣经的这个书名就是起初，在起初。
So in the beginning of the book, it starts with in the beginning, which is
就在希伯来文的圣经里面的书名。
That is also the name of the book in Hebrew.
在
the beginning.
在这里面，神把他自己启示给人了解。
God himself revealed him. God revealed himself to man in this book.
神他把这个宇宙万物的来源让人明白。
God allowed humans to understand the coming and the origin of the universe.
在这卷书里面就说明了一开始神跟人之间的关系。
In this book, it started to describe the relationship between man and God.
也说明了今天这个罪是如何进入这个世界的。
And it describes how sin enters into the world today.
也说明了神拯救的计划。
And it also talks about the salvation plan of God.
然后在这当中蕴含了耶稣基督的预表。
And within it contains the foreshadowing of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们在整个信仰，我们在整个信仰当中需要有的内涵在创世纪里面都有。
So everything that we need to have in our faith is included in the book of Genesis.
所以这个一开头的神创造天地这个起初的创造其实让我们人看到神的作为。
God's creation of heaven and earth allows humans to see God's work.
他从创世纪看到一切都是从神开始的。
From Genesis we can see that everything comes from God.
那神自己又是自有拥有的。
And God himself is self-existing and everlasting.
所以有神之后才有这人还有这里面的万物一切。
So only after there is God is there human and all creation.
那这当中我们就会看到神起初的爱。
So in here we can also see the God's love in the beginning.
会看到人的起头。
We can see the beginning of man.
会看到罪恶的开始。
And also the beginning of sin.
然后看到神怎么样来拯救人
？And then we see how God came to save people.
那所以创世纪这里面有很重要的道理。我们因为创世纪有五十章，所以我们用一个多月的时间来读这卷书。
And so Genesis has very important teachings, and there are 50 chapters, so we will spend time to read these.
我们一般相信这本书的作者是神人摩西所写的。
We typically believe that the author of the book is the man of God, Moses.
那摩西是公元前1500年左右的人物。
And Moses is a character in 1500 BC.
那他所写的这个历史呢是从最开头神创造天地的时候，这当然一定是神启示的，不然摩西他也不会知道。
And this beginning of creation must have been revealed by God, or else Moses would not know.
那一定是神说的，不然摩西他不可能会知道一开头，因为他自己本身也没有在现场。
God must have said it because Moses wasn't there himself.
那创世纪到最后就写约瑟他死了，放在棺材里面，棺材停在埃及地。
And the end of Genesis is that Moses had died and his coffin was in the land of Egypt.
那约瑟的这个人物他的时间是大概公元前1800年的时候了。
And Joseph was a character around 1800 BC.
那所以我们都知道摩西他写创世纪的时候一定这个事情都是在他出生以前的事的。
And so we know that Moses was writing about things that happened before he was born.
因此我们在看这个圣经的时候，我们看创世纪，我们就发现创世纪的来源不是摩西自己去想出来自己写的。
So when we read Genesis, we know that the origin of Genesis was not something that Moses made up himself and wrote.
一般来说，当时候有几个资料一定在神的选民当中已经在流传的。
Typically speaking, there had it is said that there are materials among the people of God that were being passed around.
比如说，我们现在看创世纪第二章。
For example, let's look at chapter 2 of Genesis.
第二章的第四节。
Chapter 2, verse 4.
第二章第四节是说，创造天地的来历，在主神创造天地的日子乃是这样。
4. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens.
那表示这个当时候创造天地的这个过程呢？当时候好像在人民当中有这样的一个讲法。
And so it seems like this process of creating heaven and earth was a kind of tradition, oral tradition that was passed around.
那跟第一章所记载的是同一件事情。
It has to do with what is recorded in chapter 1.
但是第一章跟第二章有关于创造天地的来历的写法是不一样的。
But the type of writing about creation in chapter 1 and chapter 2 is different.
所以这里面就是有这个文件资料的问题。
And so there is this problem of
就是说有这个不一样的来源啊。
There's different origins.
那因为在创世纪我们在读的时候，我们要先有这个观念，摩西不是坐在书桌上，然后神跟他启示，然后他就一个字一个字写的。
So when we read Genesis, we shouldn't think that Moses is sitting at a table and then God revealed it to him and he wrote it word by word.
那摩西什么时候有可能写呢？
So when was it possible for Moses to have written this?
我们从出埃及记里面就知道摩西的一生嘛。
From Exodus, we see the whole life of Moses.
所以摩西他四十年前面的四十年是在埃及的王宫长成。
So the beginning 40 years of his life, he grew up in the palace of Egypt.
他接下来的四十年在西乃的旷野在米甸的旷野牧羊过日子。
And the following 40 years, he lived in the wilderness of Midian.And he was a shepherd.
最后的四十年，带着以色列百姓在旷野当中漂流。
And his final 40 years, he was in the wilderness with Israelites wandering.
我们不知道摩西什么时候有这个机会写。
We don't know when Moses had the opportunity to write this.
但是从圣经的学者他们的查考看来，这些事实看起来最有可能就是摩西写成的。
But according to Bible scholars, they believe that Moses was the most likely to have written this.
因为当时候以色列选民本来就有一些资料了。
Because at that time, the people of Israel already had some materials.
在当时候中东那一带也有一些文件在流传的。
And in the Middle East, there were also some written materials that were being passed around.
所以这些资料应该是摩西把它编成的。
So this written content should have been something that Moses put together.
当然，最重要的来源一定是从神来的启示。
But of course, the most important is that The most important source is the revelation of
God. 那为什么这卷书会被写成？
So why did, was this book of the Bible written?
因为它就是要在表明神的神选民的国度是怎么建立的。
Because it is proclaiming how the kingdom of God was established.
这个国度是属灵的。
This kingdom is spiritual.
那这个国度的王就是这位真神。
And the king of this kingdom is the true God.
那这位神在创世纪里面就自己把它显明给世人看。
And this God, he himself had revealed himself to people.
所以创世纪里面有很多关于神他自己的称呼。
And so the book of Genesis has many things, that God calls himself.
比如说创世纪上第一章第一节就说起初神创造天地。
For example, 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
那这个一开始都就讲神了。
Already in the beginning, it says God.
那我们看第二章。
Then now let us look at verse 2.
第二章
chapter 2.
第四节是刚刚我们读过的说。
2 verse 4.
创造天地来历在主神创造造天地的日子是这样。
They were created in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens.
所以这个主神啊，那个他这个啊。称呼又跟第一章第一节不一样了。
So this Lord God is different from 1 verse 1.
那表示当时候我们在旷创世纪后面从第二章以后你就看到这个主神就一直用下来了。
So starting from chapter 2, we see that this Lord God is being used.
那表示这个时候当时候可能有不一样的资料在描述神创造天地的这个事实。
Which means that there may have been different written materials about the truth of God's creation.
那我们如果看第十七章
But if we now turn to chapter 17,
创世纪十七章
Genesis 17,
第一节
17:1,
那这个就是神自己跟当时候的亚伯兰显现。
This is God, speaking to Abraham when he appeared to him.
他自我介绍。
He introduced himself.
我是全能的神，你当在我的面前做完全人。
I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless.
所以这个神。他自己启示说是全能的神。
And so this God, he revealed himself as the Almighty God.
全能的神就是什么？他在他没有难成的事吗
？The Almighty God means that there's nothing too hard for him.
每一件事情都可以做。
He can do anything.
所以在人看来不合逻辑的、人想不通的事情，在神都可以做。
So something that is not logical to man, something that cannot be imagined by man, God can do it.
这位神创造天地。
And this God is the one that created heaven and earth.
他也创造了人。
And he also created humans.
他要执行他的计划救恩。
He wants to enact his plan of salvation.
我们看第十八章
，Chapter 18.
第十八章这里有提到这个二十七节。
18 has a verse 27.
那亚伯拉罕都说：“我虽然是灰尘，还敢对主说了哈。”他这里用。主这个名称来称呼这位神，因为当时候是这位神是像人一样到他家去做客嘛。
It says here, indeed, now I who am but dust and ashes have taken it upon myself to speak to the Lord. And here it says the Lord.
那这个因为创世纪十八章是亚伯拉罕接待三个客人的故事。
Chapter 18 is Abraham accepting the Accepting three guests.
那这其中的一个就是神当时候亲自来到亚伯拉罕的家里他帐篷里接受他的款待嘛。
This is when God came, to be welcomed by Abraham and to go to his tent.
那所以你看，当时候亚伯拉罕就站在神的面前直接跟为了索多玛城来祷告。
And so Abraham stood before God. And then prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah.
他这个时候对这位在他面前的这个人说：“我主，我虽然是灰尘，但是我还敢这样向你要求。”
And here he says, "My Lord, even though I am dust, I am asking you of this."
因为那时候神已经把他自己显明他的身份了。
Because God Himself already reveals Himself.
那这个在第十八章里面，我们读圣经就会读到的。
This is something we'll read in chapter 8.
那我们再看第二十一章。
Now let's turn to 21.
创世纪二十一章。
Genesis 21.
二十一章看三十三节。
21:33.
三十三节这里提到这个神亚伯拉罕在别示巴栽上一棵垂丝柳树，又在那里求告主永生神的名。
33. Then Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there called on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God.
你看这里提到这位神是永生的神。
You see here, that it mentions that God is the everlasting God.
这个是主永生的神，所以这位主啊，他是全能的神，他可以向人显现，他是永存的。
He's the Lord, the everlasting God, and He can reveal Himself to man.
那这个就是在创世纪里面有关这个神不同的称呼的问题。
Now this is related to the issue of many different ways that God calls Himself.
那我们再看一下十四章，还有一个地方啊，十四章。
Chapter 14, there's another place.
十四章的第十八节。
14:18.
十四章十八节说，又有撒冷王麦基洗德带着饼和酒出来迎接，他是至高神的祭司。
14:18, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High.
那你看到这里提到神是至高的神。
Here says that God is the Most High.
他在附带说明这个麦基洗德到底是谁。
It is related to the teaching of who Melchizedek is.
这个人他说是至高神的祭司啊。
Says that he was a priest of the God of God Most High.
那其实麦基洗德这个人物后来就在预表着耶稣基督了。
And in fact, Melchizedek is a character who foreshadows the Lord Jesus.
啊，所以这位神啊是至高的神，是独一的。
And so this God is the Most High.
没有任何可以跟神同等的。
There's nobody who can be equal to him.
啊，既然是至高，就是他是至尊的。
Since he is the Most High, he is the most honorable.
所以我们就看到啊，创世纪里面他对神，他有一些称呼。
And so we see Genesis, there are many names of God.
那这个也说明他这个啊，在整个当时候流传的文件当中，可能有不同的来源在描述这位神他的作为。
And there may have been many different sources from oral tradition that describe the work of God.
那这个除了这个神的称呼之外，其实在创世纪里面也包含很多有关于主耶稣基督他救赎的预表。
Besides Genesis talking about many different names of God, Genesis also talks about a lot of prophecy of the Lord Jesus.
因为在新约圣经有很多地方都引用创世纪里面的道理。
Because many parts of the Bible will refer to Genesis.
比如说一开头第一个被造的这个亚当。
For example, this Adam who was first created.
那在哥林多前书啊，哥林多后书，他就会提到亚当的问题。
First Corinthians, Second Corinthians, it'll talk about the problem of Adam.
亚当是第一个被造的。
Adam was the first to be created.
在哥林多前书里面，保罗的书信里面特别提到亚当是以后要来基督的预表。
In First Corinthians, Paul talks about how Adam is a prefiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ to come.
那基督成为叫人活的灵，所以他是第一个从死里复活的。
And Jesus, is the one who calls the dead to live again. And he's the first one that resurrects.
在亚当里面，众人都死了，因为罪的缘故。
In Adam, all man died because of sin.
但是在基督里面，众人要因着耶稣基督的救赎都可以活了。
But in Jesus Christ, through his salvation, all man shall live.
所以亚当他其实就是在预告着将来耶稣基督的救赎的工作，他说另在讲属灵的层面的事。
And so Adam is actually prefiguring the Lord Jesus and his works. That is the spiritual level.
所以我们在读创世纪的时候，我们一章一章读过去，会慢慢发现有很多道理都隐藏在当中，我们会逐渐的看出来。
So when we read Genesis, we'll see that there are a lot of teachings that have been hidden inside, and we'll see them one by one.
那在有关于创世纪的这个内容当中，还有一个很重要的部分就是家谱的事。
In the content of Genesis, another thing that is important is the issue of genealogies.
就是在讲家谱的时候特别提到说，他会记载说谁的家谱记在下面。
When talking about genealogies, it'll say this is the genealogy of so and so and have a recording.
我们现在看创世纪第五章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 5.
因为家谱就成了创世纪里面另外一个很重要的资料来源。
Genealogies have become another important source of information in the book of Genesis.
五章第一节说，亚当的后代记在下面。当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。
5:1, this is the book of the genealogy of Adam. In the day that God created man, he made him in the likeness of God.
第二节说，并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。
2, he created them male and female, and blessed them and called them mankind in the day they were created.
所以我们看到这里特别提到说这个亚当的后代。
Here we see the descendants of Adam.
那 这个亚当他这里是所讲的亚当是这个神按着神的形象造出来的亚当。
Specifically says that this Adam was created in the likeness of God.
因为神照他自己的样式造的了。
And because he was created in the likeness of God.
哦，那所以呢，这里第五章的家谱是神的儿子的家谱。
Chapter 5 is the genealogy of the Son of God.
因为亚当他生了很多儿子。
Because Adam had many children.
因为到第四章我们就看到啊，这个该隐的后代他们所走的路线跟后来第五章亚当的后代所记录 的情形不太一样了。那表达的重点，他记录的重点不一样。
The main points and the things that are talked about in chapter 4 and chapter 5 are different.
哦，那第五章他在讲亚当后代的时候，他特别强调是照着神的形象造出来的人。
When he talks about chapter 5, he specifically says that he was created in the likeness of God.
那他们被造的时候是神赐福给他们的人。
When they were created, they were blessed by God.
那神就称他们为人，是从尘土出来的。
And then God called them mankind. They were created from the dust.
那这些人呢？这些亚当的后代，神的儿子，他们做什么？
And so these people, the descendants of Adam, what did they do? The children of God.
在第五章的家谱当中啊，就看到两个特质而已。
You see two special characteristics in chapter 5.
他们活到什么时候，他们就生养儿女。
You see the age that they lived to and that they had children.
接下去他们活了多久之后就死了。
And then it follows how long they lived and when they died.
一代一代就是都是这样同样的形式在描述这个人的一生。
Generation after generation, it talks about it is described in this way.
所以这里在强调这个是神的儿子的系统。
And so it especially emphasizes that this is the system of the children of Adam.
神的儿子一定要能够活出神的样式。
The children of God must be able to live out His likeness.
因为看第三节。
Because verse.
亚当活到130岁，他生了一个儿子。
Verse 3.
他说形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
3. And Adam lived 130 years, and he begot a son in his own likeness after his image, and named him Seth.
哦，你看这里特别提到说赛特他的样子跟亚当一样，他的样子的哈形象。是跟亚当一样的。
Here it specifically mentions that Seth's likeness is like Adam's.
亚当又是照着神的形象造了。
And then Adam was created in the likeness of God.
就这样一代一代的把这个形象传下去了。
And then generation after generation, this image was passed down.
这里这个亚当的后裔的这个家谱所强调的就是神他造人原始的形象需要一代一代的传递。
This genealogy of the descendant of Adam.Is emphasizing how he must pass down the likeness of God.
哎，看到我们让从这里家谱，我们看到说，今天做父母亲养育儿女最重要的目标在哪里
？And so here we see that the most important, thing that parents should do when they raise children.
不是这些后代子孙呢，在这个世上有什么成就
？It's not about having accomplishments for their children.
如果我们从第五章看出来，最重要的目标就是要让他们能够活出神的形象。
If we can learn from chapter 5 that it's the most important goal is to be able to live out the likeness of God.
那父母亲本身也要能够有神的形象样式。
And the parents themselves also should have the likeness of God.
然后生养儿女就要把这个形象传下去。
And after having children, they should pass down this likeness.
那这个叫做神儿子的家谱。
And this is what it is called to the genealogy of the children of God.
这是在第五章第一节讲到亚当的后代。
And this is 5 verse 1 talking about the genealogy and descendants of Adam.
看第六章第九节。
6 verse 9.
创世纪六章九节。
6 9.
挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同行。
9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
你看这里特别提到挪亚了。
Here specifically mentions Noah.
那在挪亚那个世代败坏了。
That generation of Noah was corrupted.
因为那个时候，这个罪恶很大，让神很后悔，他所造出的人竟然变这个样子。
Sin was great at that time, and then God regretted that He had created man because they turned out that way.
让神心里很忧伤。
It made God very sorrowful.
也就是说，神本来他的样式希望一代一代传下去的这个理想，人没有办法实现了。
Which is to say, God wanted to pass down His likeness from generation. To generation, and this could not be realized.
那现在最后到了挪亚的这个时候。
And so, lastly, it comes to the time of Noah.
他在当个时代是个完全人。
He was a perfect person.
他是与神同行的人。
And he was a person who walked with God. 所以他就把这个样式神的这个样子形象把它留下来了。And so he was able to keep the image of God.
在这个时代败坏的世代里面，神把这个挪亚这个家人把它拿出来。
In this corrupted generation, God picked out this family of Noah.
要他去准备一只方舟。
He wanted him to prepare an ark.
然后接下去就是洪水要来毁灭当时的世代。
And then what followed was that a flood came to destroy that generation.
好，那现在我们看第十章。
Now let us look at chapter 10.
第十章第一节。
10:1.
挪亚的儿子闪、含、雅弗的后代记在下面。洪水以后，他们都生了儿子。
Now this is the genealogy of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
好。
And sons were born to them after the flood.
好，现在这个就是洪水以后一个新的时代。
This is the new.
现在特别讲挪亚的后代的。
This is a new time after the flood.Specifically talking about the generation of Noah, the descendants of Noah.
好，那这个挪亚他是个三个儿子啊。
These three sons of Noah.
但有不同的表现。
They had different behaviors.
比如说，看第十节。
For example, verse 10.
第十章十节，他的国的起头是巴别、以利、亚甲、亚尼，都是在示拿地的。
10:10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech.Akkad and Calne in the land of Shinar.
这个第六节开始是讲韩的后代啊。
10:6 talks about the sons of Ham.
好，所以你就看到他特别都讲这些，他这个都是挪亚的子孙，他们做了什么事。
And so we see what the descendants of Noah did.
那接下去呢，我们就看到其实在这个三个儿子当中，神特别选的就是闪的后代。
And we see that from the descendants of Noah, God specifically chose the descendants of Shem.
第十章的第十一章第十节。
11:10.
十一章第十节。
11:10.
闪的后代记在下面。洪水以后二年闪一百岁生了亚法撒。
11:10. This is the genealogy of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood.
好，所以你看从那个世代选的挪亚。从挪亚的三个儿子中特别 记录这个闪的后代了。
In that generation, Noah was chosen. From the three children of Noah, Shem was chosen, and his descendants were recorded.
从闪的后代里面，现在特别要选一个家族出来。
And from the descendants of Shem, another family is going to be chosen again.
看第27节。
Verse 27.
他拉的后代记在下面。他拉生亚伯兰、拿赫、哈兰、哈兰生罗德。
27. This is the genealogy of Terah. Terah begot Abram.Nahor and Haran.
好，所以
Haran begot Lot.
所以现在从闪的后代里面，现在特别要讲到他拉的后代子孙。
After Shem's descendants, Terah's descendants were talked about.
那在他拉子孙里面特别强调的就是亚伯兰的。
And who is specifically mentioned after Terah is Abram.
这个到了第十二章开始接下去就是另外一个段落。
Starting in chapter 12 is another segment.
我们从第一章一开头，这些资料，我们就看到神似乎是有意的在众人当中选出一个人，在那个子孙当中选出一个人，在他众多子孙又选出一个人出来，这是神一系列的拣选。
You see that starting from chapter 1, God was very carefully choosing one person out of every generation.
那所以创世纪第一章到第十一章，这里面就是第一个段落，创世纪的第一个段落。
So chapter 1 to 11 is the first segment of Genesis.
在这个段落里面记载了四个大事。
In this first segment, 4 big things are recorded.
第一件事情就是神的创造。
First is God's creation.
因为这个神一开头的创造才有我们今天所看到这个宇宙。
Because there is the initial creation in the beginning, is there this universe we see today.
这个创造隐含了很多道理。
There's a lot of teachings in creation.
神怎么从一个空虚混沌、湮灭黑暗的这个状态当中，出现了一个新的、一个有秩序、非常完美的世界。
How did God create from something that is chaotic a world that has order?
那这是在第一章跟第二章里面所记载的。
And that is recorded in chapter 1 and chapter 2.
第二件事情就是人类的犯罪。
The second thing is the sin of man.
就是第三章开头在讲。 亚当夏娃他们是怎么样得罪神堕落让这个罪进入这个世界的。
It is in chapter 3 about how Adam and Eve have sinned against God and how they had fallen.
这个罪的进入就让这个神当初所创造这个完美的世界变样了。
The entering of sin had changed the originally perfect creation of God.
这个结果不是神所要的。
This result is not what God wanted.
是神全能的神他早就知道会发生什么事。
He's the Almighty God and he already knows what will happen.
所以在这个当中我们就看到神他的一些奇妙作为就隐含在当中神准备要救赎。
So within this, we already see that there's God's salvation plan.
所以从人的犯罪堕落的时候我们就看到神准备要施行拯救的计划。
Since the fall of man, we already see that God is preparing how to save man.
那这个就是当亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园的时候神为他们所宰杀那只羊所做出的那个皮衣。
And this is after Adam and Eve have been cast out of the Garden of Eden, God made them a garment of skin.
那这一头牺牲的生的动物呢，它所得从它身上所得到这个皮衣，就遮盖了当时候人的羞耻了。
And this animal who was killed in order to provide clothing is already the beginning of using an animal to cover up the shame of man.
那这个就是在创世纪里面，在这个美好的世界当中，第一次看到有动物死亡这件事情。
And this is the first thing, the first time in Genesis that we see the death of an animal.
那其实这个就是预表着将来这一头给他们救赎、遮盖羞耻、脱离罪的这个耶稣基督的这头无罪的羔羊。
And this is a prefiguration of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, who will die and shed his blood in order to cover up the shame of man.
那所以这里面就是有关于主耶稣基督救赎的预表。
And this contains the prefiguration of the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation.
所以一有犯罪堕落的时候，其实神就开始在执行他的救恩了。
So whenever there is, at this point where there is the fall of man, God had already begun his salvation plan.
好，那这样的记录一直到第六章。
And this plan continues all the way to chapter 6.
到第六章以后，就第三件事情就是神要用洪水灭当时的世代。
After 6 and on, there is another situation.Which is that God will destroy the world with a flood.
那在这个洪水灭世的时候，神要挪亚造方舟。
And pertaining to the flood, God wanted Noah to build an ark.
所以方舟成了当时候唯一可以活下来的一条出路。
And so the ark represented the only way of being saved.
那个就是神的拯救。
And this was God's salvation.
那所以这件事情，洪水跟方舟，其实也预表着将来在主耶稣再来以前。会发生的事情。
And so this flood and ark also represented what would happen before Jesus came.
所以需要一定会有一个很大的灾难是全面性的。
There would be a great disaster that would be very comprehensive.
因为罪恶的缘故。
Because of the sake of sin.
但是在这个毁灭当中神一定会预备一条出路。
But in this situation, God would provide a way out.
那愿意听从神的话，照神吩咐进入方舟就得救了。
But those who are willing to listen to the word of God and to enter into the ark will be saved.
所以凡相信的，愿意遵照神所讲的话的人，就可以存活下来。
So whoever believes in the word of God will be able to last.
能够进入神所预备的这个新天新地的。
And they will be able to enter into the new heaven and earth.
所以这个第三件事情。
So this third thing.
那第四件大事情。
Now the fourth thing.
就是在从第十章开始到第十一章这里所讲的这个巴别塔的问题。
The fourth major thing is in chapter 10, this Tower of Babel.
就是洪水以后各个民族怎么建立起来，邦国是怎么建立的。
10 to 11 is after the flood, how did the people establish themselves?
这个口音是怎么变乱的，为什么今天会变成这个世界大家各说各的话。
Why are there so many languages and dialects? How is it that in this world people speak many languages?
然后当时候这个国度民族就遍布各地方了。
And then at that time, all the different people went throughout the earth.
这个一直到第十一章结束就是这四件大事情。
This goes all the way to chapter 4, and these are four great things.
从第十二章开头
，starting the beginning of chapter 12,
就开始讲神所特选的这个亚伯兰。
Starts to talk about how Abraham was especially chosen.
接下去一直到第五十章就讲亚伯拉罕的子孙四个人物。
All the way until chapter 50 talks about four characters who are the descendants of Abraham.
所以基本上十二章到五十章就是讲四个主要人物。
And so chapter 12 to chapter 50 talk about four major characters.
从十二章开始到第二十五章都是讲亚伯拉罕。
From 12 to 25 talk about Abraham.
所以这个亚伯拉罕的后代。
The descendants of Abraham.
我们看二十五章。
Chapter 25.
二十五章。
25.
第十三节。
25:13.
十三节说，以实玛利儿子们的名字按着他们的家谱记在下面。
13. And these were the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names.
好，看第十九节。
19.
亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒的后代记在下面。亚伯拉罕生以撒。
This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son.
好，所以你看第二十五章，他这个之前都在讲亚伯拉罕，他的后代，他生了几个儿子。
We see chapter 25 was all talking about Abraham and how many children he had.
那这里面，这里面提到的这个人物啊，从跟亚伯拉罕一同的就是罗德。
And the character who has been with Abraham was Lot.
所以亚伯拉罕称为信心之父。
So Abraham became the father of faith.
那这个时候，他有一个附带的人物跟他做对比的，就是罗德了。
And he had a supporting character, a foil character, who was Lot.
亚伯拉罕是神特选的人。
Abraham was especially chosen by God.
他因着信心被神称义的。
He was justified by faith.
但是跟他一起出来的这个罗德，他的侄子。
And but this Lot who also was with him.
他在做选择的时候，他就不是凭信心的。
And when Lot was making decisions, he didn't do it by faith.
他就凭着眼见。
He did it by sight.
那所以最后罗德就从这个神的这个恩典当中脱离出去了。
And so Lot had fallen from the grace of God.
那亚伯拉罕他就继续一直存留下来，到按着神的计划，在神的这个带领底下，就这样子一代传一代。
Abraham continued to exist and. He was able to pass things down generation.
他的一些美好的作为成为我们今天效法的榜样。
His many good works were are a good example for us.
所以，从十二章开始的第一个人物就是讲亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
Starting from chapter 12, talks about Abraham, the father of faith.
好，所以你看他这个主要的他的两个儿子以实玛利跟以撒。
And so we see his main two children, Ishmael and Isaac.
然后特别记载他们的家谱。
It especially records their genealogy.
后代是谁？
Who are their descendants?
他们做了什么事？
What did they do?
其实你看以实玛利，他的家谱啊，他那些人，他当时就已经建立了那个国度啊。
If you look at Ishmael, his people had already established a kingdom.
他是十二个族的族长啊。
He was a father.
十二个 tribe.
He was a father of 12 tribes.
就是这是当时以实玛利是个大国。
He was a great kingdom, Ishmael, at that time.
那可是这个不是按着应许生下来的。
But he wasn't promised. He wasn't He wasn't born through the promise.
但是第十九节讲的这个以撒就是按着应许所生的，在神的旨意底下出生的人物。
Chapter 19 was born. Isaac was born under the promise.
好，所以从二十五章以后，我们接下去二十六章就看到以撒这个人物。
So 25 and then starting in 26, we see this character Isaac.
那所以二十六章在讲这个以撒。以撒是一个他在创世里面很短就。只有大概一两章而已。
Isaac is pretty short in the book of Genesis, just one or two chapters.
他这个他在讲以撒是谁
？Talking about who Isaac is.
他是一个顺服的儿子。
He was a submissive son.
他跟他做对比的人物，当时候同时间的就是以实玛利了。
The character who could be compared to him at that time was Ishmael.
因为以实玛利在前面先生呢。
Because Ishmael was born first.
以撒后面才出来的。
And then Isaac came.
但是最后只有以撒是特别被选下来留下来记在他们的后代。
But in the end, only Isaac was the one who was kept and then recorded on.
那以撒他真的是很听话。
Isaac truly was very obedient.
他是一个很温柔的人。
He's a very gentle person.
他也真的彰显出神的儿子的这个形象来。
And he really manifested this likeness of God.
他的一生让周围的人看出这个人有神同在。
And around him, people can see that God is with him.
所以这个以撒的一生，那我们看到顺服带来的恩典。
And so through the life of Isaac, we can see the grace that comes from being submissive.
那接下去从26章以后
，starting in 26 and on，
应该是从27章、28章以后啊。
27, 28 and on，
我们就看到了、这个雅各的出现了。
We see of the appearance of Jacob.
那雅各、他的记录一直到差不多第36章。
The recording of Jacob goes all the way until chapter 36.
这是亚伯拉罕的第三代了嘛？哈。
This is the third generation of Abraham.
雅各他是一个生命更新的人。
Isaac, oh, Jacob is a person who had a renewal in his life.
他怎么样一开头的时候、到处去抓、
In the very beginning, he was always grasping for things.
他其实他很羡慕这个长子的这个身份。
In fact, he envied the birthright.
那可是在这个当中，他经历了人生很多的波折。
But we see that he encountered a lot of harsh things in life.
他一开始他对他的祖父、他父亲的神并不是很认识的。
In the beginning, he didn't really understand the God of his fathers.
但到最后，他就非常清楚他所敬拜这位神是谁的。
But then in the end, he was very clear on this God he worshipped.
他说这位神是一生牧养他的神。
He said this is the God that has shepherded him.
他从不认识神到最后，真的凡事能够敬畏神，能够听从神的吩咐的人。
He began not knowing God, in the end, he became a person who was able to obey the commandments of God.
雅各他生命的更新
，the renewal of Jacob's life.
这个就是我们今天我们基督徒在主里面、跟随主的人，我们要看到的一个榜样。
This is a kind of example we should see as people who follow the Lord.
我们过去在信主以前，我们可能有我们自己的生命。
Before believing in the Lord, we may have had our own lives.
但是当我们跟随了主以后
，but after we have started following the Lord,
我们在基督里一切都变成新的了。
In Christ, everything has become new.
真的要成为一个新人。
We really have to become a new person.
有一个新的眼光。
A new eyesight.
我们有个新的生命。
A new life.
我们认识这位神是谁的。
We have to come to know who this God is.
所以跟雅各对照的人物就是以扫。
And so the person of contrast with Jacob was Esau.
就是雅各他自己的孪生兄弟。
And that is his own brother of the flesh.
那以扫他却是一个贪爱世俗的人。
Esau was a very secular person.
他对神的事情不会那么在意。
He didn't really care about the things of God.
但最后他就是没有办法、得到神给他的父亲给他的祖父这个满满的祝福，他得不到。
But in the end, he was not able to receive the full blessing of his father and the birthright.
那这当中我们看到神绝对的主权。
And here we see the absolute authority of God.
因为从神的主动选择来看，神选择了雅各。
Because from God's active choosing, we see that God had chosen Jacob.
这个没有什么理由的。
There's no reason.
在善恶还没有分别出来，在母腹当中，神就说他选择了这个小的。
Before there was good or bad, when the children were still in the womb, God said that He had chosen the younger one.
但是我们其实从他们出生之后，两个人的一生，他们所走的路线，也看出以扫跟雅各的不同了。
But we also see that through the path of their lives that they had walked, we see the difference.
一个敬畏神的人，他生命是会改变的。
A person who reveres God, their life will change.
他会慢慢的越来越认识这位拣选他的神。
They will slowly come to know this God gradually.
他就真的成为一个蒙福的人。
And they will truly become a person who is blessed.
从他以后就生出了这十二个支派来。
Starting from him, we see the birth of 12 tribes.
建立了神的这个国度。
And he has established the kingdom of God.
所以到了我们就知道创世纪里面雅各的故事非常精彩。
And so we see the story of Jacob is extremely interesting.
这当中有很多值得我们效法的事。
There are a lot of things that we can imitate.
从第三十七章以后
，37 and on，
就开始讲第四个人物就是约瑟。
Talks about the fourth character, Joseph.
约瑟是谁
？Who's Joseph?
约瑟是蒙福的人。
Joseph is a person who has been blessed.
他跟他对照的人物就是他的这十一个兄弟。
His contrasting characters are his 11 brothers.
约瑟他很不同啊。
Joseph is very different.
你看他整个一生当中，神不曾向他显现过。
We see in his whole life God had not appeared to him.
神也没有曾经出声音跟他讲过话。
God never spoke to him as a voice.
但是我们看约瑟，他所走的路线，他所过的生活。
But we see the path of Joseph, his life.
虽然神都没有讲话
，even though God didn't say anything.
可是他就是这么样的敬畏神，这么样的听神的话。
But he was so reverent and obedient to God.
他记住了神给他做的梦。
He remembered the dreams that God had given him.
他虽然在很艰难的环境当中，他还是没有放弃他对神的敬畏。
Even though he encountered very difficult situations, he never gave up his reverence to God.
那我们就看到约瑟的一生，凡是他所走过的地方，那个地方都蒙福。
And so we see everywhere that Joseph goes is blessed.
跟约瑟相处过的人，每个人都得福气了。
Everybody that God come into contact with Joseph was blessed.
他所住的地方，那个地方就 得恩典。
Wherever he lived, that place would be blessed.
所以我们可以说，凡是跟约瑟有接触过的人都得福气。
And so we see anybody who had come into contact with Joseph would be blessed.
这个就是一个神的选民的特质。
This is a special characteristic of the chosen person of God.
应该所以当时候我们看到约瑟，不管到哪里去，神都跟他同在。
We see that Joseph at that time, no matter where he went, God was with him.
他自己感受到神的祝福。
He himself experienced the blessing of God.
后来明白神的旨意。
And then later he understood the will of God.
虽然当时候他不明白。
Even though at that time he did not understand.
可是他就是能够忍耐等候。
But he was able to persevere.
到最后他就恍然大悟，哦，原来神的旨意都是好的。
And then later he realized that.Oh, indeed, the will of God is good.
神的时候跟人的时候不一样。
The time of God is different from the time of man.
耐性等候神的人，最后就是得福气的。
Those who are patient, able to wait, will be able to be blessed.
那所以你看约瑟这个一生。
And so we see this life of Joseph.
那我们看到他对神那个话语的坚持。
It lets us see how persistent he was with the word of God.
那他敬畏神的表现。
And his behavior of fearing God.
最后他也很相信神的应许。
And in the end, he believed in the promise of God.
所以创世纪最后就是约瑟，他躺在棺材里面，等候要被抬出埃及地。
And so in the end of Genesis, Joseph lied in his coffin, ready to be taken out of the land of Egypt.
那所以在出埃及的过程当中，我们不可以忘记，他们一直都抬着当时约瑟的棺材。
And so we cannot forget that in Exodus, they had carried the bones of Joseph.
他相信神。给他的祖先们的应许。
He believed in the promise that God.
最后，他要归回到应许地区。
And in the end, he would return to the promised land.
所以，我们从约瑟看到他对神救恩应许的盼望。
And so from Joseph, we see his hope in the promise of God.
有这个盼望，所以他当时候在地上虽然是宰相，这样权高位重，可是他并不留恋在世上这些日子。
Because we see this hope, even though he was the prime minister of Egypt, he did not.Set his mind in these things.
对他是凭着信心死的。
And he died by faith.
他等候神应许的实现。
He waited for the coming again of God.
我们最后真的在
God's manifestation.
真的最后在耶稣亚自己看到约瑟的骸骨真的葬在他当时候所想要葬的地方去了。
And then we see finally in the book of Joshua, the bones of Joseph did go back to where he wanted it to go.
这个就是神的应许最后一定实现的一个最好的代表。
And this is the best representation of how God's will in the end will be realized.
虽然经过这么几百年了，
even though many hundreds of years had passed,
最后神讲的话还是实现的。
In the end, what God has spoken did come to pass.
所以这个就是创世纪的大概。
And so this is the approximate.
那这个就是神的国度的建立。
Approximate view of Genesis and this is how.
从神所选择这个人物当中。
From God's choosing of His characters.
在万民当中，神选择亚伯拉罕。
In all of the people, among all the people, God chose Abraham.
按照神的计划
according to His plan,
他最后把他的选民带进他当初向亚伯拉罕所应许的那个迦南美地。
And in the end, He brought all of the descendants of Abraham into the promised land.
在这个过程当中，我们看到神的救赎。
In this process, we saw the salvation of God.
神与他的百姓同在。
God was with His people.
一步一步的带领他们能够进入神应许的国度里。
Step by step, He brought them into the promised land.
那因此我们在读这个创世纪的时候
，So when we read Genesis,
有几个很重要的态度，我们需要把持住。
There are important attitudes we should have.
我们需要凭信心接受。是创世里面所讲的道理。
We have to accept the teachings in the book of Genesis by faith.
所以第一个我们要有信心。
First, we have to have faith.
因为现在有很多圣经的学者，他们在质疑创世里面所记载的这些事实。
Right now, there are a lot of scholars who are very critical of what is recorded in Genesis.
很多人说创世里面所讲的道理，所讲的这些事情是神话了。
Some people will say that the things that are recorded in Genesis.
就是说 你怎么知道神 创世的时候这个过程是一天两天还是一个时期很多人有很多不同的讲法
that these are the words of God they'll say that how can you say that this one day to God is how long it took for things to be created
但是今天我们如果相信神有信心
And so, but today, if we believe in God,
我们就对这个对这个世界的来源很清楚。
And we're very clear about the origin of the world.
我们就会看出很多很多神的作为哦，远超过人的理智可以分析的程度。
We'll see a lot of works of God are beyond the imagination of man.
哦，所以希伯来书第十一章，请看。
So Genesis 11, let's please look.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews 11.
十一章第三节。
11:3.
我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。十一章第三节。
11:3. By faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
这个世界在这个神的创造底下有很多很多奇妙的作为，我们不能够用人的理性去分说，哦，可能是这样，所以这些物种啊，这些地理啊，哦，就是怎样变成的。
And so we see that the creation of God is very hard for us to understand. We can't think that, oh, this thing came out of something else.
小弟最过去两个礼拜到马来西亚沙巴去开会啊。
I had been recently in Sabah for a meeting.
沙巴就是在印尼旁边的这个婆罗洲的一个小部分而已。
And Sabah is in Malaysia, and it's really close to Indonesia.
那个岛叫做 Borneo, 就是婆罗洲岛。
And the island is called
Borneo. 对。那这个岛很特别，这是全世界最大的岛。
And this island is really interesting because it's the largest island in the whole world.
那这个岛里面的热带雨林是第二大的热带雨林，最第二重要的热带雨林，除了亚马逊这个丛林之外，就是婆罗洲的热带雨林。这个岛的热带雨林，这个 forest jungle.
And it is the second largest rainforest on this island.
他说这个就是世界的肺了啊。因为有很多这个雨林啊，这个植物啊，这个就是在创造氧气的生产地方了。
And because there are a lot of organisms in this forest, it is a great source of oxygen.
那它有很多很多奇妙的物种。
And there are a lot of different kinds of plants.
所以很多生物学家他们对这个岛的这些特有的动物物种很有兴趣。
There are a lot of organisms there, so a lot of scientists are interested in this island.
很多这个生物学家、地理、地质学家，他们就去研究为什么这个岛有这么多特殊的物种。
A lot of biologists and ecologists are very interested in studying why there are so many different kinds of organisms.
他们就出现了很多的理论呢。
And so they have many kind of theories.
这个物种怎么样子进化出来的？
How these organisms came about?
因为在那里真的看到很多特别的生物啊。
Because indeed you'll see a lot of creatures there.
有的那个爬虫类会飞的哈。
And some creatures are able that crawl on the ground can also fly.
就它的那个，它有翅膀啊。
And they have wings.
它又有好像有手有脚可以走路啊，但又可以飞啊。
But they also look like they have hands and feet and they can walk.
所以他们就很多很多的那个理论说这个。地形是怎么来的？那这个物种是怎么样？因为地形的孤立而演化而产生现有特有的物种。
And there's a lot of theories about the land and how these creatures all came about.
但是我们如果读创世纪，我们就知道。
But if we read Genesis,
其实神他创造万物啊，各按其类。
And we see that God created all creation and all these different creatures.
每一个特有的物种都是从神创造的。
All of these special creatures were created by God.
那这些物种都有它在神整个创造里面一个很重要的一个环节，就是它是整个生态系统一个很重要的地方呢。
And all of these creatures have an important place in the world.
所以我们在读这个神的创造的时候，我们就感谢神。
And so when we read about the creation of God, we thank God.
因为神为了我们人，他创造这一切。
Because God, for the sake of man, had created all these things.
神为了彰显他的荣耀，他有这么多奇妙作为，让我们来欣赏。
In order to manifest his glory, he had created so many things for us to enjoy.
我们成为神的儿子。
We have become the children of God.
要看到神的创造的时候，来赞美他的伟大。
When we see his creation, we want to worship him.
然后会更对神，对这位全能的神更加敬畏。
And we even more want to fear this Almighty God.
所以当我们读完创世纪的时候，
so when we're done reading Genesis,
我们一定会更对神更敬畏的。
We'll even more fear God.
我们有时候对人有意见，但是我们一定会想到有神，那我们一定要在神面前非常小心。
Sometimes when we have many ideas about other people, we have to remember that there is a God, and we have to be careful in front of
him. 因为神是轻慢不得的。神是不可以轻慢，不可以 mock。
Because God cannot be mocked.
我们需要 接受，能够真的去存一个感恩的心来领受神这所有 的创造跟祝福了。
You have a heart of thanksgiving to accept all of the things from God and His and His blessings.
所以我们第二个态度在读创世纪是要存着感恩的心。
And so our second attitude when reading Genesis is a heart of thanksgiving.
因为在这个当中，我们看到神的拣选。
Because among this, we see the choosing of God.
如果没有神拣选，你看在万民当中，我们怎么会认识神呢？
If there's not the choosing of God, then how can we come to know God among all people?
在这个世代里面，我们怎么不会被这些思想、这些很多很多的假设、邪说，让我们否认神呢？
In this generation, how can we allow the different kinds of theories, to deny God?
不是我们有什么特别。
It's not that we are special in any way.
其实真的是出于神的慈爱、怜悯跟拣选。
But it's because of the mercy of God that we have been chosen.
因为像以弗所书第一章一开始就说。神在创世以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
Just like it says in Ephesians, before the foundation of the earth, God had chosen us in Christ.
所以我们今天看到这个圣经的记载，听到耶稣的道理，我们愿意来接受，我们愿意降服在神面前。
So when we read this recording in the Bible, then we should also be able to accept it.
好，所以
enjoy the blessing.
看到神的这些作为，我们存着感恩的心。
And so we see this creation of God, we have a heart of thanksgiving.
第三个
，Third，
我们要能够。看到这个古圣徒他们的表现，能够有一个追求成长的心。
We have to be able to see the behavior of the ancient saints and have a heart of wanting to grow.
因为希伯来书十一章就开始记载很多古圣徒他们的信心的表现。
Hebrews chapter 11 starts to talk about the behavior of many ancient saints.
你看一代一代他们的信心越来越成长。
We see generation after generation their faith continues to grow.
那神的作为就越来越显明了。
And then the behavior the work of God manifested even
more. 所以当我们有一个追求成长的心，我们会效法古圣徒他们留下的榜样。
And so when we have a heart of reverence, we'll be able to follow the example of the ancient saints.
我们在读圣经的时候就看到我们的需要。
When we read the Bible, we'll be able to see our needs.
有时候我们可能没有信心。
Sometimes we won't have faith.
但是当我们看到约瑟的故事的时候，
But when we see the story of Joseph,
我们就看到说，你看他是怎么样，虽然在这么艰难、被误会、被诬告的环境底下，他还是能够坚持神。而没有放弃的。
We'll see that even though he is in an environment where he was misunderstood and treated poorly, he didn't give up on his faith in God.
你看他，当我们在面对这个罪恶世界的引诱的时候
，When we are facing the wickedness of this world,
如果我们想到约瑟他当时的处境
，If we are able to think about what Joseph had encountered,
你看他说，我怎么能够做这个大恶得罪神
？You see, he said, "How can I do such a great thing that is a sin against God?"
是当时候，你看，如果我们所遇到的试探引诱跟约瑟比起来，那真的算不得什么。
And if compare our temptations to what he was tempted with at that time, it doesn't amount to much.
约瑟他当时的引诱实在太大了。
The temptation of Joseph was indeed very
great. 但是因着敬畏神，他站立得住了。
But because he feared God, he was able to stand.
所以他的榜样我们要效法。
And so we have to imitate his example.
最后我们一定要思想神他的作为。
Lastly, we have to think about the work of God.
你看神他创造。
You see, God created.
神一开始 就让我们知道神跟人的关系是什么，是父子关系，是亲密的。
In the beginning, He allowed us to understand our relationship with Him. It is a father-son relationship that is very intimate.
他让我们看到神的拣选。
He allowed us to see the choosing of God.
但是也看到了神对罪恶的审判。
But He has also allowed us to see the judgment of sin.
所以我们要思想神的审判。
And so we have to think about the judgment of God.
你看到犯罪的时候
，You see when Sin is committed.
神的审判是很清楚的。
The judgment of God is very clear.
所以我们要想，将来我们也是要面对审判。
So we have to think that in the future we will also face judgment.
从神当时候对亚当夏娃他们的审判的看来
，We can see this from the judgment of Adam and Eve.
神是心里很忧伤的，把亚当夏娃赶出，把他送出伊甸园。
God's heart was filled with sorrow when He cast Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden.
这是因为神公义的原则。
And this is because of God's righteousness.
所以罪恶有罪的人不能够在神的乐园里面存活了。
And so whoever has sinned cannot exist in the paradise of God.
今天如果我们要在神的国度里面有份呢
？Today, if we are to have a part in the kingdom of God,
真的能够享受真正永生呢
？In order to enjoy eternal life,
我们一定要把这个罪恶除掉。
We have to get rid of this.
因为罪一定要被面对审判。
Because sin will be faced with judgment.
所以我们在读创世纪，凭着这个四个态度。
And so when we read Genesis, we have to have this kind of attitude. These four attitudes. We have to have faith.
要有感恩的心。
Have a heart of thanksgiving.
要能够追求成长的心。
We have to have a heart that pursues growth.
要去思想神的作为。
And we have to think about the works of God.
那我们读完创世纪的时候。
Then after we finish reading the book of Genesis.
我们一定信心增长。
Then we will indeed grow in our faith.
我们就发现神的国度非常的奇妙。
And then we will realize that the kingdom of God is indeed very wonderful.
我们也会更有盼望，会等候神的来，神国度来到。
And then we will also have faith as we wait for the kingdom of God.
愿主耶稣祝福带领我们。
May the Lord Jesus bless and guide us.
再次来唱诗。
Let us all sing hymn.
187首。
187.